It goes without saying that we're living in rather anxious times. And I think if all of us are honest, we can recognize in ourselves certain fears or discouragement, even despair in these days. And I'd like to invite you this morning to call to mind some of that as you hear these words of our second reading. It's a powerful reading from St. Paul. I'll read it for you again. Imagine St. Paul, or maybe our Blessed Mother, or your favorite saint, speaking these words right into any place of fear or anxiety that may be present in your heart. Brothers and sisters, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? No. In all these things, we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor present things nor future things, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. These are words of hope. They'd be good words for us to carry with us as we leave here this morning and to ponder throughout this week ahead. Because these words pierce right through the discouragement and despair that's so pervasive today. And these words teach us that the Christian life should be marked by a certain kind of fearlessness. As Christians, we should be boldly courageous because we believe that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God, that in Christ we conquer all things overwhelmingly. In fact, I think it may seem rather bold, maybe even foolish, but I think we can add to the Word of God, add to this litany of St. Paul's threats. I'd like to give you Romans 8, the 2020 edition. I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor COVID-19, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. As Christians, we should not be afraid, for we conquer overwhelmingly. Now, what am I saying? Forget about masks and social distancing? No. As one of my teachers used to say, don't hear what I'm not saying. Our bodies were made good by God. Our physical health is a gift. It's a good thing. We're called to be stewards of our bodies and of our health. And insofar as the measures we're taking these days are motivated by a desire to be good stewards of our body and our health, they're good things. They're signs of respect and gratitude for God who has given them to us. They're signs of a proper kind of self-love. They're expressions of love for our neighbor. But we should also be deeply introspective and recognize any place in ourselves where we're motivated, even perhaps paralyzed by fear. Because I think, my friends, there's a certain danger that we have to guard against in these times. A danger of training ourselves to think that every other person is a threat to me. To treat every other person with suspicion as a danger. That would certainly be a tragic result of all of this. And there's a danger that we could lose sight of the great hope that is ours in Christ Jesus. That kind of fear would make sense if all we had was our life on this earth. But we know that's not all we have. We have the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, the same love that moved the heart of the Savior in the gospel today with pity, the same love that promises us eternal life, pure, perfect joy and peace in heaven. You know, to the secular mindset, death is the greatest tragedy there can be. It's the enemy to be opposed at any cost. Well, I hate to break it to you that all of us are going to die. If it's not COVID-19, it's bound to be something else. Our life on earth is temporary. But the reason that we Christians have hope, the reason that we have a certain fearlessness, is that death has no power now that Christ has died and risen. St. Paul goes so far to include even death in this litany of threats that really are no threat at all to us in Christ. Death certainly is an evil, but even it cannot separate us from God. Jesus Christ went to the cross to teach us this truth. That even in suffering and death, God is with us. And that death ultimately does not win the victory over us, but is the very passageway into the victorious life of heaven. No, death is not the greatest tragedy. The French poet Charles Péguy said it so beautifully. Life, he said, holds but one tragedy ultimately. Not to have been a saint. The greatest tragedy would be to be separated from God for all eternity because I failed to place all my faith and hope in Him. And so, yes, let us care for our bodies, for our health and that of others. But let us not forget that there's a higher good than our life on earth. And let us categorically reject that paralyzing fear wherever we're tempted to give into it. In our gospel today, Jesus fed the hungry crowds by working this miracle of multiplication. And if you listen closely to St. Matthew's narrative here, you should hear some words that strike you as very familiar. He described this moment in this way, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples. 4 verbs here. Took, blessed, broke, and gave. We hear those words in every Mass. Through the priest, our Lord does this again in every Holy Mass. He takes bread, and he blesses it. And in that blessing, he works another miracle here, not of multiplication, but of transubstantiation. As that bread and wine become the true body and blood of Christ. And then what does our Lord do? He breaks it and he gives it. Why? To feed us. The hand of the Lord feeds us. He desires to nourish us. But not just our bodies. Through the most blessed sacrament, he feeds our souls. He feeds our faith, our hope, our love. He feeds that fearlessness that should be ours as his disciples. May we open ourselves to this grace today and live this week in that fearlessness that is ours as disciples of Jesus Christ. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.